Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky agriculture economy receives a nice boost each year from the equine industry. With the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby in the history books, Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says the horse industry is a major income producer in the state.
It's responsible for over 75,000 direct and indirect jobs.
Wow.
But get this, $6.5 billion each year. The thoroughbred industry alone, in one location in Kentucky, sells $1 billion of horses from one stage. And that doesn't even include the bigger breeds, such as the quarter horse industry or the saddlebreds.
Commissioner Quarles adds it's more than just large horse farms that impact the state.
Sometimes we think of these pristine, high-end farms. We think about horses. But the story of horses in Kentucky are small family farms. Mm-hmm. And it's people like my grandfather, who is a part-time thoroughbred trainer in northern Kentucky, and my mother working at the racetrack during the summer. Those are the jobs and economic impact a lot of Kentuckians may not realize. But in central Kentucky, where I'm from, when we sell a load of hay or alfalfa, it doesn't matter if it's going to a cattle producer or horse producer. As long as they pay their bills, that's economic development.
He adds Kentucky pride was evident at the Derby and continues to grow.
We have 8,000 Kentuckians utilizing Kentucky Proud, and we've done some things that are beyond the farmer market level. We have Kentucky Proud beef in 85 Kroger stores. We've sold over 300,000 pounds. We're doing the same thing with our pork producers right now. We're working with Houchins, with grocery stores and quick shops all over Kentucky.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says the new Kentucky Wildcat Baseball Stadium takes the brand to a whole new level.
UK has the newest baseball stadium in NCAA sports, a $49 million stadium, and at zero cost to the taxpayer, due to the generosity of Kentucky Farm Bureau, that baseball stadium is called Kentucky Proud Park. And it's an anchor facility for us to use, especially in the off-season, to educate people where their food comes from. And so Kentucky Proud is at new levels right now.
He continues to be excited about the future of hemp in the state.
I am so excited that we are creating jobs, over 450 jobs, full-time jobs, just today because Kentucky chose to lead. And that's something that other states look at us with envy on.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watson, Farm Bureau Radio Network.